Chapter 3 and Chapter 4 New Words. A saucepan, noun. You cook food in a round metal saucepan. Pour, verb. Put water or a drink into a cup. Cream, noun. You put cream on your face and body. Powder, noun. Powder is dry and made of very small pieces. Perfume, noun. You put perfume on your body. It smells beautiful. Chili sauce, noun. You can put this on food. It is very hot. A stove, noun. You cook things on a hot stove. Chapter 3. George begins to make the medicine. George took an enormous saucepan from the cupboard and he put it on the kitchen table.
I'll go to every room in the house and I'll find lots of things and put everything into this saucepan, George thought. And if my medicine doesn't make Grandma better, it will still be exciting to watch her take it.
First, George took the saucepan upstairs to the bathroom. There were always lots of interesting things in the bathroom. George put the saucepan on the bathroom floor and he started work. First, he found a big bottle of shampoo.
This will clean her stomach, he said,
and he poured all the shampoo into the saucepan. Then George took the toothpaste and he put that in the saucepan too.
Now her smile will be brighter, he said, smiling.
Next, George opened his mother's face cream and he added it to the saucepan with his fingers. Then he did the same thing with his father's foot cream. George found more and more bottles in the bathroom and he poured all of them into the saucepan. But he did not go near the medicine cupboard. His parents often told him, "Some medicines in the cupboard can kill people." Grandma was horrible, but George did not really want a dead body in his house.
I think that I've used everything in the bathroom, he said, looking around him.
In his parents' bedroom, he found his mother's face powder and a cream for her hair, and he threw them both into the saucepan. Then he saw his mother's perfume on a little table near the bed. It smelled like old cheese, but he poured it in too. George could not find any more bottles in his parents' bedroom, so he carried the enormous saucepan downstairs again and went to the kitchen. In the kitchen, he quickly found a big box of powder for washing clothes. On the box, it said, "Wash dirty old clothes with this washing powder and your clothes will become nice and clean again." George added the washing powder to the saucepan.
"Grandma can have all of this," he said.
Then he found a big bottle of floor cleaner in one of the cupboards. "Clean your floors to make them nice and bright," it said.
"That sounds good,"
said George, pouring it into the saucepan. Then George found some dog shampoo and he read the box. "Wash your dog with this shampoo," it said, "but your dog must not eat it." George poured it into the saucepan.
"This will be interesting," he said.
In a corner, there was a box of bird food.
"If she eats this, Grandma might sing like a bird," he said.
and he put the bird food into the saucepan too. Next, George went to the food cupboard. There were bottles and boxes of every size in there. He chose some black pepper and very hot chili sauce, and he poured lots of them into the saucepan.
George, Grandma shouted from the living room. What are you doing?
Nothing, Grandma, he shouted.
Is it time for my medicine yet?
No, Grandma, George answered. It's only 10:30. We still have 30 minutes.
Don't forget about it.
Don't worry, Grandma, said George. I won't.